From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, October 27th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how teachers from different grade levels and with various levels of experience build trust with their students. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Some people with developmental disabilities protested at the Illinois Capitol this week as part of their push to be paid the same as everyone else. A measure pending in the Illinois House would, by 2027, prohibit employers from paying workers with certain disabilities less than the minimum wage. Adam Cooper of Edwardsville said in a soft voice that he's worked at Walmart for 18 years. An advocate repeated his main point that people with disabilities have options.
Don't let anyone tell you you can't work in the community and that you have to work in a sheltered workshop.
But opponents of the legislation say employers cannot afford to pay their workers with disabilities a higher wage and offer them support services. They fear many disabled employees could lose their jobs. Substance use disorder, mainly overdosing on fentanyl, was a leading cause of death for pregnant people in Illinois in recent years. Kristen Schorsch reports.
The volume of people dying from opioid overdoses has been skyrocketing. That includes pregnant people. In a new state report, nearly one-third of pregnancy-related deaths from 2018 to 2020 were among women who had a substance use disorder. Shannon Leitner with the state says providers historically viewed this population as a risk.
I think we're seeing that shift now, but we need to double down on our efforts to educate providers on what resources are available and the needs of this population.
Public health officials say it's rare for women to die during or after pregnancy. But more pregnant people are dying across Illinois. Kristen Schorsch.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team will host their second and final exhibition game against the Kansas Jayhawks on Sunday. All proceeds from the game will be donated to the Maui Strong Fund, which will give financial help to those affected by Maui wildfires. The Jayhawks are rated as the number one team in the nation and are coached by former Illini head coach Bill Self, who is making his first return to State Farm Center in 20 years. Game time is 5 p.m. on Sunday, October 29th, and will be televised on Big Ten Network. Staff with the Illinois Commerce Commission are recommending the denial of a construction permit for the Wolf Carbon Solutions CO2 pipeline. Gas engineer Brett Siegel says he believes current construction guidelines for the pipelines do not adequately address public safety concerns. He says expected updates to federal regulations may also render the proposed route non-compliant. He notes the company hasn't reached a final binding agreement with ADM to transport and sequester the carbon underground in Decatur. ICC staff say they can't determine if Wolf has the money to construct and operate the pipeline without that deal in place. Siegel also recommends the commission consider the, quote, overwhelmingly negative public sentiment when weighing the application. The pipeline would run through 9 Illinois counties, including Peoria and Tazewell. Still to come, we'll learn more about how teachers from different grade levels and with various levels of experience build trust with their students. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Season 2 of Hotel Portofino picks up in the summer of 1927 as Bella considers if she should reunite with her no-good husband or focus on a blossoming friendship with a handsome architect. Season 1 is currently streaming on WILL Passport. Friends of WILL can binge all 6 episodes of Season 2 starting the evening of October 15th. Visit will.illinois.edu/passport to learn more.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. At the beginning of the school year, before any learning can happen, teachers have to build a relationship with their students. But how do they build trust? Peter Medlin talked with teachers at various grade levels with various years of experience to find out.
We've all been through an awkward get-to-know-you activity, going around the room answering icebreaker questions like, name one interesting fact about you. I'm from a town called Sandwich, so it's never been too hard for me, but teachers can't rely on just those simple activities. They have to establish real trust with their students, no matter the grade level. They want students to give their best and be willing to be a little bit vulnerable, too. And the stakes are high. The teachers I talk to all agree, no relationships equal no learning. Kara Pointer is an agriculture teacher and FFA advisor at Sycamore High School. This is her 21st year in the classroom. And she says one of the first questions she asks her students at the beginning of the year is, what did they expect out of their teacher and out of their classmates?
If they say they want a classroom that's conducive to learning, you know, and they want their peers to be good listeners, and like, you know, their peers are hearing them say that.
Pointer says when students feel they've had a say in the rules and expectations for the classroom, that makes everyone accountable, not only to themselves or their teacher, but to each other. And one of her other strategies is actually about building relationships with parents.
Within the first 9 weeks of school, I try to email every parent something good that's happened within their child.
She says too often, parents only hear from a teacher when something has gone very wrong. Their child has failed a test or got in trouble.
So that way, if I do ever have to get bad news, they've all heard from me once. And I think that if you go home and your parent says to you, hey, you know what, Mrs. Pointer sent me a really nice email about you in class today. They're going to come back to class and they're going to continue to give me that good behavior.
Pointer acknowledges she does have a unique perspective as an ag teacher. For one, she teaches an elective, something students choose to take, so they might come into her room with their curiosity piqued. And she also can have students multiple times throughout high school. And she's the FFA advisor, which allows her even more time to connect with that group of students. Michael Buckner teaches fourth grade at West Elementary School in Sycamore. And at the beginning of the year, he has a special activity involving Band-Aids, where he asks his young students to write about the worst injury they've ever had.
I have put the Band-Aid on the same spot for every single kid. So a kid might say, you know, I broke my arm riding my bike. It's like, okay, which arm? My right arm. So I'll put a Band-Aid on their right arm. And then the next kid might say, yeah, I bumped my head when I was jumping on trampoline. And then I put the Band-Aid on his right arm, too. So this is an activity where I treat them all the same when they shouldn't be treated the same. So this is a way for us to like talk about how I might treat this student completely different than this student because that's what they need at this very moment.
Go up a few grade levels from Buckner's fourth grade class and you'll find Catherine Katz. She's a Sycamore Middle School art teacher. And students cycle through her class every quarter. So every 9 weeks, all new students, all new relationships to start cultivating. And she has to get to know them quickly, and she needs to invite them to make art and be a little vulnerable. And she also makes an effort to remember that these are still kids, and it's important to let them play, especially when they're expressing themselves with art.
We're working with kids who are 11 years old. Like, they're still young. They need that. Like, they want that, you know, imaginative world still. And so I think not being afraid to foster that, not forcing them to grow up so fast, right?
She says one of the perks of middle school, which also makes it an especially turbulent time for so many, is that the kids change a lot over just a few years. From 6th to 7th grade, they can be completely different people.
When I think about starting quarter and I do get those kids over and over, I look at it as a fresh start for them.
Of course, time and experience in the classroom have changed her perspective too. She's a mom now, and over the years, she's gotten more confident asking her students tough questions that can seem simple, like, are you okay? Do you need help? Back in fourth grade, Buckner also knows that building relationships is delicate. As hard as it was to build that trust, you can lose it in a moment. And it's not just the beginning of the school year. They have to show students every single day that they care. And these teachers say that if they don't, no matter how good they might think they are at teaching fractions or phonics, it'll be hard for students to take anything away but that they didn't care. I'm Peter Mudlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 77 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Kristen Schorsch, Tim Shelley, Colin Highslope, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.